Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR. Are we going Facebook Live here? Excellent. So WPLR Facebook, if you want to ask Mitch Halleck, Lord of the Nerds. I like
Lord
that better.
Lord of the Nerds.
Lord of the Nerds.
Now picture him dancing.
I think that sounds better than King of the Nerds.
I'm picturing him dancing now.
Lord of the Nerds. Right.
I believe, though, a lord is less than a king, though.
Oh,
is
really?
Well, unless it's Jesus the Lord.
Right, yeah, then right, be king right, of the... Right.
Well, maybe it's the same thing.
I don't know.
Is he king of the Lord of the Nerds?
Lord of the Rings. Is that King of the Rings?
King of the Nerds.
How about just, oh, God, he's here again.
All right, so we're going to start with Comic-Con, and there was a big oh, wow moment that has the internet very angry, and let's just start with that.
Okay. Anytime you're ready.
Oh, you mean? I thought we were listening to a clip or something. I don't know.
No,
got here.
We're going right
to
Mitch.
It's like Johnny Carson's show. Oh, okay. Well, the internet is all a buzz. That living creature that known as the internet... Thor 4 got announced.
Thor 4. Right.
And it was shown that Natalie Portman, who's been in the Thor movies before, will now be lifting up the hammer.
Are you serious?
Becoming Thor. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't think I could hate Harvey Weinstein more than I already did.
Yeah. Harvey Weinstein?
He started all of this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sure, yeah.
This whole thing started, it's like, all right, me too, and that's fine, I get it. But also now, you can't in Hollywood... be in a meeting and say, I think it's got to be a guy.
Yeah.
Like, because everyone will look at you in that meeting
right.
and say, he doesn't get it. He's past his prime.
It's been established in like, comic books.
You can't have that opinion in Hollywood. You can't say, I think this should be a guy.
Yeah, so it's a god of thunder, okay? It's been established in comic books for years that Thor is this Nordic god with the hammer.
Yeah.
It's one of the Hemsworth brothers, right? It was. But, like, as a lady, that was why I went.
They said, oh, God, look at him.
You know, that was fun
Mitch
for me.
Mitch looks confused.
I'm like, she said one of the Hemsworth brothers. I go, wait, one of the brothers is, I don't know.
So they've actually both appeared in one of the movies?
That's true. Yeah. The last Thor movie, yes. There's Liam, there's Chris, and then there's that ugly one.
So, yeah,
there's Chris.
They call him Bobo.
All right, I wanted to talk about the reaction to the female part of this.
Okay, all right, we'll focus on that.
Yeah,
the internet's angry. Yeah, the internet's always angry. It's just like, you know, a grumpy little kid that doesn't want to go to school in the morning.
Yeah, it's like sports radio in Boston. No matter how many things they win, they're pissed.
Ted Williams was better.
Right. Yeah, anyway, but no, yeah, it's just one of these things. Like you said, I don't know if it's alluding to Disney's recent movies of the last couple of years where they switched over the Star Wars heroes from Luke
How
and Han
those
to...
movies done financially? About the same?
Who, Star Wars movies?
Yeah.
Not really, no. They still make a lot of money, but not as much as they used to.
Because
the Last Jedi thing hit a roadblock, and then the Solo movie bombed.
How about Captain Marvel?
No, that made $1 billion around the world.
Well,
yeah,
so female that's lead.
Yep.
Yeah.
So now you can make the case that it'll work for Thor, right?
Yeah.
Captain Marvel made $1 billion. That was a female lead. People were pissed at it, but they went.
But how many years ago was this? Captain Marvel was a movie. I mean, here's almost a forgotten character. Thor, we know from the Avengers movies, as a blonde dude.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Big blonde dude, big guy.
Exactly. Like that. Almost like the guy from Armorall, you know? That guy.
The Armorall guy.
The Armorall Viking. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. It's almost like him.
That would have been funny.
Right.
I think people should be more upset.
He smashed his hammer. It's like, your seat needs some cleaning, too.
Right. I'll preserve you. Yeah.
I was going to say people should be more upset that it's Natalie Portman. Have you seen Natalie Portman in movies?
She doesn't.
She's kind of.
I don't see her and think, man.
Thor.
I don't want to get into a fight with her.
Yeah.
Not that I'd hit a woman.
Like
but.
What was it? Gal Gadot?
You know what I'm saying?
She's got to be tough enough.
Her physical presence doesn't
invoke
fear.
No, I'm not intimidation. I'm just talking about emoting, acting-wise. She was in those bad Star Wars prequels.
She was. Right.
And then she did win an Academy Award, though, for Black Swan, I think it was, a couple years ago. She was a ballerina and ballet dancer. And all
but you know that,
that.
Yeah, you know that, right that sense of humor that the Marvel movies have?
Yeah,
I don't
she's
think
not
that
a yuck,
she's going to bring those like funny one-liners.
She's not a wacky.
Right.
No, we'll have to wait and see. So Thor, it's called Love and Thunder. That comes out in a little bit. So,
all right. Phil, do these, the tribe here, they have contributions or?
Yeah. So what I was going to say before is that actually in the comics, they've already had this whole storyline where Jane Foster becomes Thor and she gets to like have the hammer and all that. But I think she has cancer.
Yes.
And whenever she doesn't have the hammer, she starts dying again.
Oh, God.
So every time she gets the hammer back, she becomes Thor and she can like save the world. But like whenever she has to like throw the hammer or something like that, like she loses the power and starts dying again.
I just hold onto the hammer.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
That was a comic book. Plus, she even got turned into Thor years ago in the 70s.
Why would the internet be angry if they are? Like, it's like, hey, have you guys read the comic?
Oh, no,
like,
no,
this
no.
happened.
No, yeah. I can tell you, there's a divide between people that actually read comic books and like all this stuff and go to the movies, and then there's the people that jumped on board when it became the new big thing. You know how like a football team wins the Super Bowl, suddenly everybody's that.
Or a band that's been around for decades comes out with an album. Everybody's on that bandwagon.
I love them for years, my God.
But, so, that's a Marvel thing. There's always this little like, well, you weren't here when we were watching Lou Ferrigno run around with green makeup. You were only on board when they just became the number one
You're
movie
bandwagon
of all time.
Writer.
Which is true. Now they are the number one movie of all time. So
Dan and Derby, that's what you were going to say?
Yeah, I think there's been two iterations of female Thors. It's one, I think it was called the Ultimate Universe, when Thor's daughter actually became Thor after he died.
Do you know what
I know the What If comic from the 70s. There used to be a book like, What If? What if AJ was the president? What if Chaz was the mayor of New York?
Right. Yeah, and they're actually doing an animated series for the future in the Marvel.
Yeah,
some of those got really weird, but some of those were really good, too.
Yeah,
they'll probably have like one more.
It's supposed to be like a Twilight Zone vibe.
Yeah, that's what it was. It's like, oh, this is not going to happen every month, but for one issue, let's just do What If Spider-Man Joined the Fantastic
Four. Almost kind of like a social media takeover.
Right.
Yeah. Like, hey, let's
they were all really cool series.
Let AJ take over social media for a day. Oh, look at all those
feet. What if Conan the Barbarian was here nowadays? That type of thing.
Right.
Yeah.
That was a great story.
The coolest what ifs they had were like Punisher kills the entire Marvel Universe and he goes around and kills literally everybody.
All right, so I'm really glad Mitch came in because my initial reaction to this female Thor was, man, they're just overreacting.
Yeah.
They feel like they have to change everything. They don't have to change everything.
Well, that's what you're not. I so agree.
Attitudes and how people act and stuff. Yes, but you don't have to have a female James Bond. You don't have to have a female Thor. But this was something that's already happened.
So Mitch actually had referenced one of these comics sort of before Endgame even came out. And it's What If Thanos Joins the Avengers?
Yes.
And it became sort of a like so popular of like a recent comic that everyone was like, oh, they're definitely going in this direction. Yeah. A lot of people thought that that's where everything was pointing.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, they like throwing misdirections there.
Yeah.
Hey, man, you don't know. If you know everything, you won't go see the movie. That's the thing.
I like that storyline where she's suffering
she's
with cancer.
And then she has to have the power. And if she saves people, she's going to kill herself.
Clearly, she's going to have to make a decision.
Yeah.
Do I save these people now and throw the hammer and die?
Hold the hammer.
Or do I... Am I selfish?
So now you're sold on it. So you can go out now and go buy the comic book
totally
and not wait for the movie.
Yes.
Yeah, I
have
like
given them $12.
I like the original, man.
See what you did? You sold a couple tickets.
I did.
The big hot takes from Comic-Con. King of the Nerds, Mitch Halleck is here. Terrific-Con coming to Mohegan Sun Expo Center August 9th through 11th.
Yeah.
We're linked up at WPLR.com. So besides Thor going to be a woman, what else?
Well, you had Tom Cruise making his very first appearance at San Diego Comic-Con. Because he's got the need for speed still. Must be Viagra or something.
I watched the trailer and it is, I don't know, ridiculous.
Yeah.
What, that he's still flying jets at like 50-something?
Racing
that's
motorcycle.
What I thought. I said, don't they have an age limit or something?
Right.
You know?
Yeah, like I think the story has to be he's teaching all these young...
Yes.
We go into some war, they get wiped out. Now he's got to get back in the plane. That becomes the moment.
Yes.
It's like, you have to do this.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like,
bring in the old crew.
We need
Maverick. But I'm 56.
Yeah. It's all right.
There's no one else left.
We stuck
There's no one left.
In that moment when he climbs in, he'll be like,
First,
they give him a boost.
He's on that motorcycle, but it's one of those three-wheel motorcycles now.
His suit doesn't fit anymore. Like,
he drives a scooter out to the plane.
A Segway.
A little Segway. And then there's a handicap permit. And the,
He's got the virtual reality glasses.
He's parked
sunglasses
in a handicap spot.
Right.
I did
feel like he was on the motorcycle more than in the plane in the trailer.
Right.
But I watched the new trailer. It's the same movie.
Yeah. It is. I
it's the same
too.
Bike. Yeah.
I was like, oh my
there
God.
He is in a bar singing. Yeah. Yeah. There he is on a motorcycle yeah. racing
and the
a
volleyball.
Jet.
Right.
There he is in a jet
scene.
Flying.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Like, yeah. I don't know. I already saw the movie.
It's like one new scene. That's it. Him yeah. going to the bathroom.
It's such a great opportunity to have him be the trainer of these young pilots and then make a comeback to the jet.
Yeah, you see him walking to the men's room.
Wasn't
going,
that how the first
careful.
One ended? He was going to be an instructor?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Why wouldn't you have that?
I mean, come on!
Come on!
All I know is Val Kilmer's supposed to be in that movie.
Right.
And he's also at Trificon.
Look at that,
look at that plug.
Oh, wow.
Plug.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're good, you.
Val now, Kilmer. Will Val yeah. Kilmer be asked questions at your event?
About the movie? Top
no,
like,
will there be a question and answer segment?
No, he's just doing photos. He's only there 2 days. Autographs and photographs.
Do
can't
we
get
want
everybody
to take a photo
in.
With Val Kilmer now? The last time I saw him, he looked like he sat on an air hose.
No.
That's the danger zone.
Yeah. Some weight. I picked it up. I know it.
Oh, okay.
So, no, he'll be there. And he's also in Kevin Smith's new movie, but nobody cares, right?
It was called?
I love Kevin Smith.
I love Kevin Smith, but the world is kind of hit and miss. He's got
no, you have a great list of guests coming to Terrific.
You do. Robert
yeah,
Wall.
Billy D. Williams, Robert Wall.
Yep.
John Barrowman.
What else over the weekend here?
Oh, over
big news.
San Diego Comic-Con news?
Yeah.
Well, everything was Marvel. They waited to Saturday night to do their panel. It's like everybody all weekend, it's like, is it time for the Marvel panel yet? Because everybody right. wants to see where they're going next.
They like, stole all the headlines.
They stole all the headlines. And they did it like, it must have been like 10 or 11 o'clock our time, because that's how late it was out there. They
yeah.
were like, yeah, let's wait until the last second. And they walk out, and the first thing they announce is, oh, by the way, we just got the report from the accountants. By $500,000, because we found $2 million. I don't know where they found $2 million.
Couch cushion.
I'd like
couch
to find
cushion.
$2 million.
Yeah. We are now the number one movie of all time. We've beat Avatar by $500,000. That's kind of like,
it's
really?
Lame.
And breathe through their
you think
retainers.
Somebody at Disney just opened up their wallet and said,
yes.
how much do you need?
Yes.
That's what I was thinking, like a charity donation. Like, oh, here, how much? $500,000?
Yep.
Yeah, here you go.
Yes.
There are a couple sold-out theaters that had like six people in them. Yep.
Yeah.
I do think that.
It's, well, the re-release was wrong.
It was
it's like you either make it... Or you don't.
I agree.
I saw the re-release. They added like 10 minutes to it, and one of them was a Stan Lee tribute, which was okay. And then there was like a 30-second scene of the Hulk that they didn't even bother putting the special effects in. So
oh my
it was
God.
Just like fuzzy-looking thing. You're like, what the hell is that? You spent all this money. You can't just finish it and like make it look...
Right. You sucked us in
yes.
to get our money
and
to
then
break
they showed
a record.
You, here's some scenes from the new Spider-Man movie that comes out next Tuesday that you're going to go see anyway. And I'm like,
right.
three
yeah.
and a half hours of my life gone again.
Yeah,
thanks,
I'm sorry.
Marvel.
That doesn't count as a breaking the record.
But it did. Well. But it's not... Compared to Gone with the Wind, which they always have to throw up there.
Yeah.
People seem to forget Gone with the Wind was the only movie playing in the world at that time, I
yeah.
think. And it was a dime to go see it. So by inflation, of course, 20 billion people saw it because there was nothing to do.
Yeah.
There was no internet.
Right. There was nothing.
No. Nothing.
So they
different time.
It's not the biggest of all time, inflation-wise.
All right. So big yes. takeaways. Thor, Woman. Tom Cruise shows up.
You know what's weird? They show the premiere of the new Walking Dead season and nobody seemed to notice. It's like, hey, look, the Walking Dead, we're back. Look at all this cool stuff that's going to happen. We're going to beat people up in zombies.
And he's like, yeah.
Crickets.
They did not do
crickets.
A Mad Men, Breaking Bad, like, let's get out of here before people don't
no,
want us
they
here
should have
anymore.
Left when they were on top, now that
yep.
you say that. Like Game
yeah.
of Thrones. I mean, everybody was talking about it, you know? They killed the main character off months ago, Rick, and nobody cared. The comic
did they
book
kill
ended.
Him, though?
Yeah. The comic book even got stopped 2 weeks ago. And it's done. Even
yeah,
the guy,
that guy
who writes
walked
it
away. Yeah.
walked away, got his check, said, we're done.
Thank
so,
you.
Walking Dead is over.
Star Trek Picard.
Oh, that was cool.
Yeah. So
yeah.
So this is going to be a CBS like subscription-based thing.
Paid for, yeah, with all access. They
won't
call
be on
it,
the
yeah.
network.
No.
But it's a series with yeah. Picard.
Yes, yes. Patrick Stewart's back as Captain Jean-Luc Picard. It takes place 20 years after the last bad Star Trek movie.
Yeah.
And he's sitting there in his vineyard over in Paris or France or wherever he lives. And just, we don't know what's happening. We'll have to see. But
yeah.
it doesn't come out till like next year. You know what I hate?
Only
it seems early.
Everything
promoted.
They show you, it's like, oh, Thor 2 or Thor 4. 2021. You're like, oh.
Oh.
I got to
yeah.
wait.
The
worst.
Yeah,
I can see a lot of things.
Yeah, it's like,
yeah.
It'll be here, God willing. We'll all see it, but. It's a long
right.
time to
yeah.
wait. You know,
really.
What
it's coming in a month.
Should I buy my ticket
right down?
Yeah.
And by the time it does come out, somebody will have spoiled the whole thing on the internet. You
yeah.
read everything, so you're like, why am I going
to
see this?
Yeah.
Know.
Wait,
so,
wait
they, the Marvel, real quick, they announced a movie called The Eternals based on one of the worst comic books like they ever made. And
they feel like they can just take people's money
I know.
At this point. Yeah.
It's like, we'll just put a Marvel logo on anything. You people will line up and see it. It's kind of
spelled right.
Yeah. We'll put it with an I in it, Marvel. Yeah,
Marvel.
I just don't know where Disney's putting all this money. You know, where do you store that much money?
You know, out of the top 10 movies.
There's not a bank
Cinderella's
big enough
Castle.
To put,
they own 7 of the top 10 movies. When you look at the big time movies, I'm like,
they've made some brilliant decisions.
Well, The Lion King was big this weekend. I'm like, I already saw that picture.
Oh,
literally.
I heard that sucked.
Yeah, but it's the same movie. They just made it CGI. It's not live action because it ain't live. It's
sucked all the way to the bank.
Yeah,
$185 million.
So you begin to wonder, I mean, does it make a difference? They're just going to make money and you're just going to eat it up and take it. Their new streaming service starts.
Yeah, so that was the other big thing. Yeah. It was the movies, but then it was they're going to release these TV shows now.
Yeah,
so Falcon and Winter Soldier, which are two guys that we know from the Marvel movies, are going to have their own show now on Disney+.
Scarlet Witch, Loki, Hawkeye. And it's only $6.99 a month. That's like the cheapest.
And that's another thing you can't Netflix. Do in one of those meetings. You can't say, why don't we protect the brand and not water down all of this?
You can't.
You know,
do
you can't, because they look at you like, wait,
fire.
Wait, are you saying
Mickey Mouse
we shouldn't make money?
Yeah.
Like, why are you here?
Are you saying we shouldn't milk the fans for every penny that they're willing to give us?
Exactly.
It's not bad, though.
I think that you should be out in the parking lot.
Exactly. What
parking
thing?
Cars.
$7 a month.
Right.
I mean,
yeah.
And the funny thing is, most of this, all the stuff you've already seen. It's just going to be reruns of whatever, the Walt Disney, Mickey Mouse Club, all that stuff.
But so the most exciting thing for you from Comic-Con was what?
Probably the Avengers tease to the, you know, the fact they're making more of these movies. But the thing is, now that they're making more Marvel movies, they're picking lame characters. Because it's like you walked into a comic
book
store.
They ran out of good ones.
Yes. It's like you got money in your pocket. You want to go to the comic store and buy a new comic. And you go in there and nothing's in. And the guy's like, I got some old books in the back. And you're like, yeah, all right. Mm. And that's what it seems like when they show those titles. It's like, if I was a kid, I wouldn't pick any of those up.
If you're older, you'll recognize this reference. It's like going to Blockbuster.
Yeah.
And you're like, I'm going to have a movie night. And you go and the shelves are empty. So you're like,
great. Yeah. Sound of Music.
The Volcano.
I'll take that.
I got Lee Trevino Golf.
That's exactly what it's like.
Yep.
It's like the good names are gone. They've made the movies. Now we're getting the second stringers.
Yes. All right. We'll have you in before Terrific Con.
And we're linked
up at WPLR.com. Saturday night, Ashley had a surprise 30th birthday party. We were talking about the DJ, not knowing anything about the 80s, which was the theme.
Yeah.
And Mama G called to back up Ashley. Hey.
Good morning, everyone. How are you?
Good morning.
Hi, Mama G.
Hi. Ciao, Bella. We're sorry we missed you. We would have loved to have had you there. She's not exaggerating at all. It was, that's what it was. So you know, I can't blame the 15-year-old.
He did try.
Was he literally 15?
Yes, he was born in 2004. We asked.
His mom dropped him off.
Excuse me. We didn't ask. Ashley asked.
Right. And there's your support.
What year were you born?
There's your support.
Like, how old are you?
Why are you here?
I'm here all the time.
I have to tell you that everybody tried. Crotch tried. Chris tried. Eric tried. I tried. We were trying to keep Ashley away. Well, there was no keeping Ashley away. She went right up and she's like, listen, just give me the computer. I'll do it.
When she's drinking, Ashley. Yep.
And so there's Papa G sitting over there in the corner. Now, you have to understand that this is the first night that Papa G has not been on narcotics and can drink. So he's just looking at me with this stupid grin on his face, six layers of alcohol, that or the fact that the mullet wig that he had on was cutting off the circulation to his brain, I'm not sure which, and I'm like, this is not 80s music. And so finally, the proprietor slash owner slash whomever that I had been fighting with the whole time anyway came up, and I think he did a little bit better, but
he sucked too.
Well, but it was better than what was going on.
Who was the 15-year-old? Was it his son?
No idea.
I'm not sure. Maybe. I think so. But he booked out of the room when I had my last hissy fit.
And
had very colorful language.
Made him cry.
I'm actually...
And you're grounded!
I'm not sure. But I don't blame him. I blame, who puts a 15-year-old on a dance party where alcohol is being served and it's a specific theme and you don't check to make sure that, plus, let me tell you, I walked in and handed him a playlist of probably 100 songs. He didn't have to play that in that order, but 180 songs, so it's not like he didn't know what the 80s
were. Right, work from this list.
Yeah.
Like, we couldn't have made it easier.
Right,
yeah.
And what was playing during Happy Birthday?
Oh, wait, no, wait. It was like the Chipmunks on speed. I have no idea what it was. I finally went over to him halfway through the song, and I said, shut it off, and we sang a cappella. It wasn't the best, but it was better than the Chipmunks on speed.
How do you screw up Happy Birthday?
Right?
It was very simple.
Literally the Chipmunks on speed. I'm like, what the hell is that?
Wow.
I feel like you're going to be on an episode of Impractical Jokers. They just haven't told you yet.
Yeah, really.
I really feel like there's no way someone could be that bad. I feel like every step of this, like, let's get someone too young. Let's get someone who doesn't know the music.
Right.
Let's get someone who can't figure out. They could just, Google the music and play that.
Yep.
Once the young guy left and the old bald guy was there and he started to blame the playlist. He's like, well, I got this list, so I'm working off of that. And I was like, BS. I was like, you're old. You know better.
You're old.
Oh, wow.
But the list that he got, that he was referring to, was the top songs of the 80s that Eric had sent me that I gave to them when I walked in. So if you didn't know a song, go ahead. And who doesn't have Pandora and who doesn't have the internet that all you do is type in greatest hits of the 80s, as you guys made reference to. But honestly, the funniest part of the night for me, and I don't know about Ashley, Ashley and I looked at each other at one point. We had no idea what he was playing and literally started just running around the floor like 5-year-old.
Told you.
And I was robbing everybody that I could. And all we did, it was chaotic. Just running around the floor like 5-year-olds on a playground.
I would pay for a 5-minute version of this whole party, cut down on video. This that kid had to have thought, wow, it worked. I drove them completely crazy. Yep.
I broke their brain.
Right. I broke their brain.
Like running around in circles.
Right.
That's all we did. It was ridiculous. It was so hysterical.
Well, you know what you did? You said, all right, we're not going to let this get in the way of having fun, so let's just run around.
Right.
It's either that or kill this kid. So we need to burn off energy now.
Right. And I grabbed Eric, and he didn't ask any questions. He just goes, and he just starts running all the way.
Because he was scared.
We did. We just ran around like 5-year-olds on a playground where they just had left them free. And, I mean, it was to the point where I just had to look at her and grab, and she was like, not drunk enough yet not to be sensitive to what was going on around her. And I'm like, what am I going to do? I'm looking around. Who's picking their nail polish off?
Oh, no.
And I'm like, oh, no. So I grabbed her, and Ashley and I are known for doing crazy things like that. I grabbed her. I tried to grab Chelsea, but Chelsea just looked at me like, oh, my God, what happened to you, Mom?
Boy.
They put the wall up before we were out, so the party on the other side of the venue started leaking into our party.
Wow.
It's like, who are you people?
I don't know about you, Chaz, but I am so sorry we missed this party.
I wish I was there, because I would have jumped up and, did an hour set
or
whatever.
You'd have been a hero.
Wow, I wonder if this guy's ever owned a catering facility before.
Doesn't sound like it.
It was difficult last week.
Don't know, but I can tell you that we will not be frequenting that establishment again.
Yeah, you don't think you have to put a lot of time into the music because it's so easy for anyone to be a DJ now.
Yep.
You know, you could just Google a playlist and there it is.
Off and running.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if it's even legal to have a 15-year-old in a room at a party where there is alcohol and adults behaving insanely at that point, so I don't even know.
Well, made them insane, though.
We scarred him for life.
That's true. He brought on the insanity.
Yes, he brung it.
Yeah, Ashley and I guess we'll have to take responsibility for that. Yeah. But anyway, happy birthday, my love. And
thank you.
I hope you had a great time anyway. And next time for sure, you guys, Phil, AJ, Chaz, you got to come and join the fun.
Absolutely.
Yes.
We'll be there. Thank you.
Take good care. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. Wow, that's
quite a story.
It almost was like
really
somebody
is.
Put the party on fast forward, and we all just started.
Or the meth kicked in.
Yeah, that.
So was the kid DJing at that point when you're running around the room, or is it the old guy now?
Ah, God, I think it was the young guy still. Okay. And I kept bringing up people, like, trying to fire him from being the DJ. I mean, like, I got this one. You're out. This one's in. And no one would.
Yeah.
No one would oblige.
So it was his equipment.
Yeah.
I'm guessing.
Well, yeah, but it
was his mom's, actually.
That's right. Yeah.
My mom said no one can touch this.
That's true.
I think my favorite visual is Papa G sitting in the corner with his arm all slinged up, lubed up on alcohol. Just like, I don't know what's going on, but I got my mullet. I'm happy.
Yeah,
exactly. Look, I'm the 80s.
True. That happened.
I'm hammered.
Yeah. Wow. I would pay for that movie.
Yeah, really.
I'd want to see that one.
At least the running around part would be cool.
Yeah.
The running around.
Yeah.
The various, like a montage of Ashley's mood.
Yes.
Going from, this is the best party ever, to, you must leave.
I have a
Kill
picture.
Him!
I think I have a picture of me and Mama G and somebody else at the DJ stand yelling at the kids.
Yes, go, where sir. Is that picture?
I have it. I'm going to look for it right now.
Picture.
Let me see. I'm looking.
Wow.
It's here somewhere.
You would think that it's not that much brain power.
Yeah. Well, it did have happy birthday and a question mark at the end of it. Happy birthday?
I would love to know, like, how many songs played before you're like, all right, isn't this 90s? This is 90s, right? Like, this isn't quite what we, like, how many songs do you think went by before you were like,
3 to 5. Like, I'll let a good couple of 90 songs slip if I'm having a good time.
If they're like, but borderline 89, 90, yeah.
I'd love to talk to the kid to kind of get his perspective.
I'll call the venue.
He probably has a different point of view.
No, he's in hiding right now. Are you kidding me?
But did someone tell him, whatever you do, just don't play anything from the 80s? Like, don't play anything anyone's going to like.
I know it says 80s party.
Don't listen to anything anyone says, matter what.
He thought 80s meant the clientele.
You know?
Yeah.
I feel like there has to be something going on there.
Yeah. Or nothing in the head.
Right.
Or
hey, I was supposed to bust tables, right. And then the next thing, I know, he said, you're behind the system tonight. Yeah.
He also lied to me. I was screaming across the dance floor, like, louder! Like, I couldn't hear it. And then I went up to him, and I was like, you need to put this louder. He's like, it doesn't go any louder. And then later, like, I went over there and cranked it up. Like, you liar. Liar, liar, pants on fire.
My mom's a
You were also the nightmare person.
You're going to break
you were.
It.
For a DJ?
You were.
He kept saying, you're going to break
the nightmare.
It.
I was?
I'm not saying you didn't have a right to be,
but you want to control every knob, every song, every how long every song is on, the volume of that song.
Job, yeah, if he did his job, I would not have had to do that.
Right, but you're the person he will have nightmares about like 30 years from now.
He'll
just wake
up
and be like, "Oh, what's wrong, honey? Oh, is it the party you did when you were 15? Yeah. I had another flashback. Yeah, she was there. Yeah. What was her name? Ashley.
He'll get counseling. You say Ashley, he pees himself now.
Every time he hears an 80s song, he's going to be like,
can't breathe.
Not like this, that he didn't deserve it.
Like this song right now.
Right. That would require him to know what the 80s were.
Can we get him on? I want to talk to him.
He's in hiding.
I don't want to be mean to him. He had enough of that Saturday night.
Well, yeah.
Call.
Here's something again.
Event venue.
Yeah. And I want a picture of you yelling at the kid.
I'm looking for it right now.
I need that.
Did you make him cry?
I hope so.
No.
No, all right. Street Pete is here, and I just asked him, do you have any horrible DJ stories?
Yep. When you're doing announcements for a wedding, this was the 80s, 90s.
You were a DJ?
I was a DJ for 25 years.
Wow. 25 years.
It's a long party, man.
Worked for Power Station, and I did some clubs and stuff as a kid. My brother owned a big company, too, back in the day. So.
Okay.
But I messed up the announcements.
Oh, yeah?
Apparently, first of all, messing up their name is bad, which I used to write it down, but I would write it down.
Spell it phonetically.
Yes.
Right.
And then also saying man and wife was bad back then, too.
Oh.
And I'll introduce you for the first time as man and wife.
Yeah. Husband and wife.
And that couple was a far cues, by the way, just so you know.
Yeah. Then after that, I used to just say Mr. and Mrs. Because it was more ethical, I guess.
First time in public, ass.
Mr. and Mrs. Barnacle.
Right.
Barnacle,
yeah. Boy, she's
the first one you go to.
Because they're attached to each other.
Exactly. And
you're
can't scrape
feel
her
a
off.
Lot better about your DJ.
You can't scrape her off.
Actually, you're going to feel a lot better.
And I got drunk before doing a high school dance, too, one time.
Nice.
Okay. Smooth.
Yeah.
But that was the 90s, man.
You when the chaperone takes you out, though.
Yeah. Blackberry brandy was our choice in Naugatuck. And
easily hidden.
Yeah. All right. When it was cold, you would just drink a little bottle of fifth.
Warm you right up.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. They didn't like that at Naugatuck High School.
I don't think they'd like that at any high school.
No.
The DJ smells like alcohol.
He smells like booze. He smells like Tinkle, too.
Well, that's interesting because the party hasn't even started yet.
No, it started a long time ago in the parking lot.
So wait, you screwed up some names?
Yeah, I screwed up two of the bridesmaids' names, and I also, and then I said...
It seems like that happens at almost every wedding.
You call them frickin' frack.
But you... If you know everyone's name, you'll hear a little variations of it.
Right.
And you know, but it sounds like... If you don't know the person, it sounds like a name.
Yeah. Right. You've done 1,000 weddings, right? Yeah. I mean, it's always nervous that after the intro, you're like, cool, this is great. But before the intro, you're like...
High stress. All right.
Yeah, it's really, I still get goosebumps.
Her last name was Horse Shirt, by the way.
That was Horse Shirt.
Horse Shirt.
I know it wasn't a wedding, but neither of the DJs were ever on the microphone. Not once.
Yeah.
I was at a party recently, too, where it was a young person. I think it was like 22 or 23.
She just said, I know it wasn't a wedding. And I'm just like, oh, we just got a little peek into what Bridezilla Ashley's going to be like.
Thanks, Phil.
Yeah. I can't make that day, just,
Oh, that would be the best. Like, have that kid show up to DJ the wedding.
Right.
Hey,
God.
Your DJ is sick, so we got this guy. They would both look at each other and just scream.
Not you again. Oh, God.
I'll do your wedding, Ashley.
Yeah. You see, there's some bad stories right now.
I know what you just said, but I know it was funny.
Saying some bad stories right now. I was flabbergasted.
Imagine AJ introducing a wedding party.
And the spotlight goes to me.
You asked for it.
You kind of did.
I did. Relax, Phil.
I would think the word introduce
just
would be
feel
hard.
Like crashing it.
Do you ask him his blood level at that moment?
Yep, that was AJ asking about the high school dance guy.
Right.
Can you imagine Arnie's underwear? Barney's underwear? I like mine. Likes warm, but not cold, no. Do you have a song I don't like? Mondays, My Chance. That's an 80s song.
It is.
Manic Mondays.
No.
The Bengals.
No.
So you screw up a couple of names. That doesn't seem like a big deal, right? People get through it.
Apparently you can get sued for that.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Has anyone heard this?
Come on.
No. You can be, but it's hard to prove in court. I was told
in court. Well, everyone has it on their cell phone, so it's not hard to prove.
Not in the 90s. There was no cell phones.
I don't think you could get sued in the 90s for mispronouncing someone's name
if
you're introducing a wedding party.
That seems weird.
It's emotional distress on the bride because it's their day.
Where did you
emotional
hear that?
Emotional distress.
You wrote it down.
The companies I worked for at the time, they're like, don't mess up the things because you can get sued for this.
They're probably just telling you so you wouldn't mess up.
No, probably.
Huh.
One of the companies was my brother's, so I'm sure that's why he was telling me.
That does seem odd because you're hiring humans.
Yeah.
And I think if you could prove you made an attempt to do it correctly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I guess.
Boy, Ashley has one hell of a suit then.
Yeah, really.
Talk about emotional distress.
Yeah, rich.
Yeah.
Not from the PLR Morning Show. Ashley and her husband.
Yeah.
I was at a wedding once. It was a bilingual wedding. It was Greek and English. And the maid of honor did the speech in Greek. And the MC just like put up the music. And she walked over, she made him turn it back down so she could repeat the exact same speech in English.
Oh.
Wow.
So you guys all suffered twice.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot.
Then they did this weird dance with money where they took singles and threw it up in the air and some stomping thing.
Was there a pole?
It's true.
That's the first thing I thought.
Yeah, same.
I mean, Italians have the tarantella, but we don't have money.
Yeah, and I've been at the Greek weddings.
It's cool.
Yeah.
They throw
it's
plates really cool.
Yeah. That. It was fun. Yeah. I didn't know the steps, though.
They break things.
Right.
Opa.
Opa.
Okla.
Opa.
I opa. My DJ's good.
Here's what not to do if you have a DJ at your wedding. Don't change the order of the wedding party 1 second before.
Yeah.
Thank
because
you.
We have it all written out on a list.
Yep.
And now you have no idea how horrible that.
Yeah.
It's like, we're coming out in a minute. Oh, we just, this couple here, we moved them down here. Oh, really?
Yes. And then one of my DJs.
No, you didn't. Yep.
Why would you do that?
Why would you do that?
Is it that important?
Yes. Yeah.
Or we switch these people.
Right.
This one's going to walk this one out and this one. Really? You're deciding all this right now? Like, we've been talking about this for months.
Right.
I have this list written out. I had this list written out. Like, typed out.
All you got to say is that we have to charge.
Spelled phonetically. We went over it three times.
Just so we have to charge you extra.
Why are you doing this to me now?
Why?
What did I do to you?
Why are you doing this to me? Why? Why?
When you're picking the wedding party, pick people with last names that aren't like Stamatopoulopoulos or something like that.
Just go alphabet.
Sorry,
alphabet.
Dad, you can't be in the wedding.
Alphabet, alphabet.
And Mr. S.
I'm gonna call you Bobo.
Jones and Pino, that's great.
Exactly.
I'm sorry, your name is too complicated for the DJ.
Yeah,
you can't be in the wedding party.
Need wasp weddings. Smith. Jones.
Yeah.
Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR. Street Pete is in the studio, and you talked to Chris. What was his deal?
Chris had an issue with pot, and this was that, why were you ever at court today?
Oh.
You mind if this goes on the radio?
No.
What's your name?
Chris.
Chris, what happened to you? Why were you ever at court?
Why were you ever at court?
Right. Casey forgot.
Why were you ever at court?
So, like, out of all your court stories, which one's the best?
Right, like
the
greatest hits.
Right. Why were you at court?
Yeah, pick a good one.
So Chris probably has too many.
Right. Choose one. Why don't you choose one? Think carefully and get back to me.
Yeah, just tell me one.
Right, just one.
Yeah.
We are in my hometown.
Smoking a joint while I was driving.
Another driving one. All right, so what's going on?
Another driving one. Did you talk to him about driving already?
No, I talked to somebody else about
it. Oh, all right.
And he parked his car on top of his, so.
Fast and furious.
I was in Naugatuck, and I thought the light was yellow. It was red, so I went through it, and there was a cop.
That red light, yellow. I thought it was yellow.
Back in the day, I've smoked pot. Yeah. I never saw a red light and thought it was yellow.
In his defense, he was thinking of Skittles.
It's pretty obvious.
Colorblind.
Even if you're colorblind, you know where red is on the
list.
That's the top.
That's the top one. No, and the top one's bright. Stop.
Thought the light was yellow. It was red, so I went through it, and there was a cop.
You're supposed to slow down on yellow, right?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's how it goes.
Okay.
Hmm. Well, you pull me over, open my window, cloud of smoke came out. You asked if you're smoking. I said no.
Cloud of smoke.
Right. No, I wasn't smoking. My friend was.
He said no.
It's not in your car, for Christ's sake. You ready?
Close the window down.
Right.
You smoking? No.
No. No. That's an air freshener.
That was from my brakes. I saw you behind me. I stopped so quickly. I didn't want you to think I was running. So.
I'm using for blunt.
For blunt.
It's a vape, officer.
For blunt. All right.
And he said, I think you're lying. It smells like marijuana in the car. As he took it,
and he was nice enough to say, I think you're lying.
Right, yeah.
He didn't even say, you're lying.
That's a nice cop.
I think you're lying.
I think you're lying. I have to shoot you now.
He took me out of the car. The joint dropped on the floor, and I get myself up right there.
A joint.
That's all it was.
It wasn't a blunt. It was a joint.
It was a joint.
Regular white paper.
Regular white paper.
All right, what else happened?
He asked me why I was lying. I just said I was scared. I didn't want to go to jail. He said, "Well, if you didn't lie to me at first, you wouldn't go to jail. But now I gotta take you in." So he took me to Naugatuck.
You don't have to take me in.
No, you don't have to.
You don't have to take me in.
You have to die and pay taxes. It's the only thing you have to do.
But really, so if he rolls down the window and the smoke comes out and he says, you're smoking, and he says, yes, that's different?
They would let you go if it's just a joint. Like, if you're honest with them, they're like, all right, yeah, it's
but
a
you
joint.
Lied to me. Now I have to take you
exactly.
in.
Exactly.
Plus the whole driving thing. He went through a red light, so.
Intoxicated driving.
That whole part, yeah.
Yeah, that's why I don't think that he would have
been
like, oh, okay, you are smoking.
Right.
Well, you go ahead and finish up that joint.
Right.
On your way,
just,
sir.
Just try to stop at these red lights, okay?
Yeah. Right, and there's Taco Bell down the street.
You have a nice day.
Dollar menu.
Enjoy the rest of that joint.
Right.
I noticed you were going left. You do know that the Taco Bell's to the right, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's in front of you.
Yeah. Can't miss it.
You're in the Taco Bell parking lot right now.
Can't miss it.
You're at the drive-thru, man.
Yeah, really. Just order,
so
for Christ's sake.
So you took me to the Naugatuck police station, and I forgot I had a bag in my pocket.
Oh, this guy.
You know,
felony.
Weed makes you so forgetful sometimes, doesn't it?
If you bring it into the jail, it's a felony now.
Really?
Yes,
a bag of what?
Automatic.
Chips?
You can't bring. That's why they ask you if you have anything. Give it to them. If you guys ever get caught, give it to them there. Because if you go into the jailhouse and they take it out of your
person, smuggling drugs
it's
into
a
jail.
Felony, yeah.
Right, and when you give it to them,
that's smart.
They'll hand you money.
That is smart.
That's why they don't have the seats no more with the cracks in the back, because it looks like a big bathtub now.
Yeah, but it's also because you can like wash it with a hose.
Yeah, and you can't hide it no more either when you're being transported. So
right.
Wow.
Just give it to them. You're going to get in trouble regardless, but a misdemeanor is way better than a felony, trust me.
Oh, thanks, Pete.
Yeah, well, really. What, you Better Call Saul?
I've been around.
No one can tell.
Have you smuggled drugs into a jail?
No, but I know friends that have. I wouldn't be able to have my job that I have now if I had any felonies. So.
Right.
Drug counselor?
They have brought it in, and it made it totally 10 times worse.
10 times worse.
10 times worse.
Felonies are not good, man.
Oh, thanks.
That should be a t-shirt.
Felonies are not good. And on
that
the back,
is the best
dot, dot, t-shirt. Dot, man.
Yeah, felonies are not good,
right?
Man. We're talking about why you were at court. Street Pete talked to Chris, who was smoking a doob in his car, went through a red light, got pulled over. Cop asked him, are you smoking weed? No. And then the joint fell out of the car as he was getting out of the car. And it's like, oh, so you're lying to me. Now I got to take you in.
Exactly.
And I forgot I had a bag in my pocket.
Well, you know that's another felony, right?
Yep. Okay. And then so he tells me, he's like, is there anything on you? I said, no, like an idiot. And when they started searching me, they pulled out the bag.
How big of the bag?
Not bad, just a dime piece.
Oh. Not well, it's still a felony.
What was that? Oh, yeah. Angels.
I thought that was gas coming out of his.
No.
Stress being released through his backside.
Right. Be a lot lower unless we're really tight underwears.
That sounds like the beginning to that Queen song.
Maybe he's holding.
Buy me somebody to love. That's like that same note.
Right. Maybe he's holding a baggie between his cheeks right now.
How big of the bag?
A bag, just a dime piece.
Oh. Well, still a felony.
Can anybody find me?
A felony.
That's what it is.
Well, still a felony for bringing that.
Oh, yeah, I know. I heard that.
Okay.
We all heard it.
I stayed there until Monday, until I went to court.
So you get arrested on Friday?
That's the worst.
Friday.
Oh.
Friday afternoon.
Yep. Bologna sandwich weekend.
Emu in Florida.
Yep.
So you're sitting there because there's no judge going to come in and set bail for you. So you got to wait until Monday.
Mm-hmm. Monday morning.
Ugh. Yep.
But you get to go first because you're in the milk truck. So you get to go first. So. Okay. That's a good thing.
This one's about to spoil. He's in a milk truck.
Right. Yeah. He's perishable. Hurry.
Pete's like, the bright side is I get to go first.
Yep.
All right.
Go right on Friday. So I was there the whole weekend. The whole weekend I was there.
The whole weekend. What did they serve you for food?
I don't even remember.
Portuguese
you
roll butter. Huh?
That would have been better than what
Portuguese roll and butter. Portuguese roll and butter in Naugatuck. I know that.
Wow. Oh, really?
Yeah. Sometimes they'll bring in McDonald's if they're happy.
Nice. And they eat in front of you.
How many times have you been in jail over the weekend?
Yeah, really?
A weekend, a couple of times, yeah.
Oh, okay. So that's you've had fun. McDonald's, you have buttered Portuguese roll.
I've had emu.
Ew.
Emu? Not knowing it was emu until after.
Right. What is that?
It's emu like that bird. Ostrich. Yeah.
Yeah, that commercial, emu, and Doug.
Right.
What kind of TV are you watching?
That's insurance.
Does anyone else see this commercial?
No.
The big ostrich with the detective.
This is why you're in, Pete.
Oh.
Yeah, and right. Doug.
And he tosses him the keys.
Yeah.
Fine, I'll drive.
Okay.
All right.
Now the insurance company. Okay, yeah.
It's an ostrich.
Right.
I couldn't tell you what insurance, but I knew it was an insurance.
They have a duster. I know that. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like interviewing someone. The emu's in the background, like pecking at his reflection.
Exactly.
Right. It's very funny.
What's wrong, you emu?
He's interrogating a witness back there.
Yep.
He's going to be someone's dinner in Florida.
Now, Pete, did you have emu or did you see an emu pecking at its reflection?
No.
Because you were in there for being stoned.
I thought it was spam, but at the end of it, I were like, no, you're eating emu, dude. I'm like, oh.
Mm. Oh, God.
With powdered milk at 4 a.m.
Nice.
Powdered milk.
Dems eats, huh?
They serve you breakfast at 4 a.m, and they serve you lunch at 10 a.m, and then they serve you dinner at 3 p.m.
And you've been there more than a couple times
yeah,
if you
really
know the schedule.
And he knows the menu.
And you're in bed by 9 in Florida. This is Florida.
Why, were you in jail in Florida?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You weren't in jail yet?
For fighting.
Hey, can you do this for next week? Take the recorder.
Yeah,
can myself?
And look in a mirror. and say, so, tell us about the time you're in court.
Right.
Ricky,
and then just, then you answer it.
Okay.
Right. You interview yourself.
Nice.
Yourself? Okay.
Okay.
Very cool.
That's what I want next week.
We have a few months.
You just got to pick one, though.
Yeah.
Pick one.
Like a greatest hit.
Yeah. Why are you at court today overall? What did you ask in the beginning?
Why were you ever at court today?
Yeah.
Why
that
were
one.
You ever at court
that one.
Today?
Do you have anything left from this guy?
A little bit, yeah.
He wasn't too happy with that, so he took me downstairs, locked me up for a couple more hours until I gave him the right answer.
Oh, really?
And then he came back up, and I gave him the answer. I said I was here for a joint, and I was smoking and driving. I shouldn't be. And that was it. I had to pay, I think it was like $150 fine, and they let me go.
What did you learn? Anything?
No smoke and drive ever again, especially in Naugatuck.
Smoke at home, right?
Smoke it at home.
And what's your name again?
Chris.
Thanks, Chris.
You're welcome.
He's lucky he got that felony dropped.
Well, it was a cop's kid, so.
So he lied to the judge. He said he didn't know why he was here. He's like, okay, go back to your cell. Think about it.
Yeah.
Like a timeout.
Yeah, go think about it for a couple hours.
Yeah. I love Have it. Some emo.
What the hell is this?
Any bad two
seats? That's there.
Oh. I don't know why that's still
there.
Am I
doing traffic?
Why?
What's going on?
I had a bad flashback.
Oh.
Got to remember, don't smoke and drive.
Exactly.
Radio station.
Right.
All right, Pete. Thank you, brother. Appreciate
thank
it.
You.
All right, let's bring in Tom Cantone, Vice President of All Things Cool at Mohegan Sun. You got on stage with New Kids on the Block?
Well, I got a call from America's Got No Talent, and I went from famous to unfamous within seconds. Yeah, it was one of those rare things that happens when you're doing what I do. And before the show, I was talking to Donnie Wahlberg, and I said, listen, if you ever need a drummer, I always say this to the bands. If you ever need a drummer, I'm in the wings. So they usually laugh and blah, 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 like Lionel Richie did the other night. And he said, I actually need a singer. But Donnie said, I'm going to call you up at the end. I said, no. He said, we don't have drums, but you can come up and close the show with us. And I said, yeah, right. So I'm standing by the side of the stage by accident. You know, I really wasn't thinking he'd call me up.
Yeah.
By accident.
I was just in white and everything.
Well, if he calls my name,
right.
I just want to be available.
You were
I never
headset.
Stay until the end by accident on the side of the stage.
Right, no.
But anyway, so sure enough, they're doing the thing, and everybody's coming up on the stage. All the opening acts, the support acts, Naughty by Nature, Tiffany, Debbie Gibson.
Oh, that's fun.
Peppa.
Wow.
And he calls me up, and they push me on stage, and here I am. Somehow,
they push you.
He walked on.
Somehow dancing with Donnie and New Kids and all those people. And
nice.
Let me tell you something. You know what? I always say I don't sell tickets. I sell memories for life. Well, I made my own memory that night, and thanks to Donnie and New Kids, I actually had a good time. But people were shocked when I was up there. All the cameras came out because of my staff and friends that were in the audience. They were like, are you kidding me? Is that you? And I said, yeah, unfortunately.
Yep. This is going to be the office Christmas party big time.
That's crazy.
Funny. You first you think, well, I'm going to be this old guy on stage, and people are going to look up and say, is that someone's like dad or whatever?
Right.
But then you get out there and you look out into the audience like, yeah, they're all my age.
Exactly.
I literally was the old kid on the block.
Right.
Out there.
You were the newer kid.
But now I'm on tour with them. I got my own trailer and everything.
Nice.
Right. So you had Lionel Richie too. So what? New Kids on the Block was Friday?
Yeah, it was last week.
It was
fantastic. But let me tell you something about Lionel Richie. I'm going to rank his show among the top 10 I've ever booked here.
Wow.
It was...
Really?
Oh, without a doubt. And I know you're going to laugh, but Barry Manilow's up there in the top 10, too. But he hits the stage with personality. He was grateful, did all his hits. Just a wonderful guy, and he connects the world to his music. You know, it's nice not to have an act, you know, send you need to lecture you with the message. He just loves just to communicate through song, and he connected with everybody. Great guy. And at the end, you can tell how great they are. At the end, he was backstage, which I just happened to be backstage by accident, just in case.
By accident.
Yeah. By accident.
Just in case he needed a drummer.
Right.
In case, yeah. And he said hello to all my staff, the crew.
Said, hello.
He thanked
hello.
Me.
Hello.
He said, hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hmm.
He goes, yeah. He actually did Commodore stuff, too, you know.
Wow. Brick House.
But for me, these are thrills, you know, that come along every now and then. Hey, listen, I got to play with John Lennon's original band, the Quarrymen.
Wow.
I got to play with the Beach Boys. I got to play with B.B. King. Of course, it's in the contract. They have to call me up.
Exactly right, yeah. No check for you. I get the check after I play.
He's doing country music now. Did he intertwine country music into...
No, these were all his hits.
That's cool.
From all the eras, including the Commodores and all that. But just genuine. You know, he stopped the show. A seven-year-old girl had his T-shirt on. He calls her up. He stops the show and does a whole thing. And the back video wall is all about the audience. Every time he's singing a song, like the one you're playing, people are hugging each other and kissing and showing emotion. And to me, that's what it's all about.
And yeah. So that back video wall is not him singing. It's video of people in the audience enjoying the music.
Guess what? The whole thing is live. He's actually singing every note. The musicians are actually playing. And yes, it's him up on the video live, but they intertwine and they edit in the audience having a great time. And that's exactly what we're selling. We're selling fun and memories, and he connected with that really cool.
And when he stopped the show for that 7 year old, he said, "Hey, that's my shirt!"
I know. It was beautiful. I mean, I just wanted to tell you what a great show it was.
Awesome.
Yeah, and then a couple of weeks, I'll be seeing you at Bryan Adams and Billy Idol.
Yeah, that's sold out.
Did it really?
Yeah, everybody
loves
that show.
Yeah.
Bryan Adams is great, and then I got Jonas Brothers, sold out quickly. Shawn Mendes, two shows, Nickelback. Next month is going to be crazy as well, so it doesn't stop, you know. And then I don't know if you were here for Phish, but we had two nights of Phish. You know who they are, right?
Yeah.
Broke every concession record we ever had.
I wonder why.
Wow.
Yeah,
I
wonder why.
People drank like...
Like fishes.
Exactly. And they ate like it, too.
it was great. Funny. So it's been a really good summer. Really, it's been fun.
Man.
Wow.
Phish breaking the consumption records. That's
oh, without a doubt. Yeah, they ran out of everything. Yeah, they ran out of everything. And I went home.
Wow.
I went home feeling good, too. And I didn't even do anything. I just stood there.
Ah.
Yeah.
Just in case.
Just in case.
Right. What do you do? You can't tell people, hey, cut that out.
Yeah.
No, you can't. Yeah. But, you know, they do, every show is different. I ran into a guy who has seen 100 Phish shows. It was his 100. I mean, they've got a cult following and all that, but it's good for us. All the area hotels were sold out. We were sold out. The entertainment commerce that concerts generate, it's not about ticket sales. It's about everything else. Hotel rooms, restaurants, merchandise, you know, everyone benefits. And that's why I love this business so much, because, you know, there was this real big research that was done. Actually, I think Live Nation did it. Going to concerts extends the quality of your life by 9 years.
Wow.
So if that's the case, I'm going to live forever, because I'm here just about for every day I go.
Exactly.
Oh,
yep.
Yeah.
So
that's cool.
That's wonderful.
In case they call me up. You know.
In case, yeah. It was there accidentally.
Who was it I just saw a post? You had some art. Was it Queen Latifah signing the wall?
Yeah.
She was on like scaffolding. You have so many signatures on the wall backstage.
Yes.
And she had to climb like a ladder.
Right.
To find a spot where she could sign.
Right.
Well, when you come here, you're going to sign the wall. Right. You're gonna
sign
the wall,
Elvis.
Right.
I'm gonna have
Elvis
one of those.
Was here.
I'm gonna have one of those forklifts take you all the way to the
Nice. I'm scared of heights, man.
I'm looking forward to that. That's gonna be a night of, you know, it's 80s.
Yep.
Yeah.
And by the way, we could have used a good 80s DJ on Saturday.
We could have.
Yes.
Next time we have a surprise party for Ashley, we're gonna call Tom Cantone and see if we can.
Oh my God, that would be amazing.
Well, I'll tell you what you got to do. Have you seen the movie Yesterday?
No.
You got to go. It's the best movie I've seen in a long time, and it's not just about the Beatles. It's a great storyline. It's about this guy who is the only one on the planet that knew the Beatles existed, and it's just a fantastic story. You got to go. That's the movie of the summer. You take the one there.
All right. Did you see Imagine on Netflix?
No, I didn't.
All right. They took all the records. So apparently Lennon filmed all of the recording sessions of that album being made.
Wow.
So you see Ronnie Spector, all the musicians there, George Harrison shows up.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it's that whole thing, and they edit it down to like 90 minutes. It's worth a watch. You'll love it.
Wow.
And Ronnie Spector was part of that, you know, and we have her here every year. And that's one of the most iconic voices, I think, ever, you know. So Be My Baby was one of the favorite songs of John Lennon. So Yesterday, you got to go see it. I'm telling you, it's about this guy who's a musician, and he wants to quit. Nobody's there at his show, but his girlfriend loves him, and she bought him a new guitar, and he didn't want to even play it. So they're sitting outside with a bunch of people, and he starts playing Yesterday, and he sings it, and they're like mesmerized. She goes, when did you write that? And he goes, I didn't write that.
Yes, sir.
Paul McCartney of the Beatles. Oh. Who are the Beatles? It's just a great story. Where do you go see it?
Oh, that's awesome. So he could, like, record every Beatles song and just say, I did that.
Yep,
he goes with the lie. And Ed Sheeran, who plays himself, actually, you know, quote, discovers him and wants him to go on tour. And Ed Sheeran can't believe every song is genius. And he's in the studio with him, and he goes, I just have one recommendation, Ed Sheeran says to him, you know, instead of Hey Jude, change it to Hey Dude.
Hey Dude.
and it just is a great story. And at the end, I went on opening night, the end, the audience, it was full gasp. And I won't tell you the ending, but although it's all probably all over YouTube, the ending just blew me away. So, you know, and you know how much I love the Beatles.
Yeah, absolutely.
This was really more than that. You know, so great movie. You know, it's it what they meant to the planet. You know, and even Fish does a Beatles segment in their catalog. Just they have influenced just about everybody
who came after. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Exactly.
I'm gonna watch that. So the next time I see you in a couple of weeks, we'll talk about the movie.
Yeah. Yeah. I hope you like it. It's really great.
All right. You know? Thank you, brother.
All right, guys. Have a good week.
All right, congratulations on your new stardom.
Yeah, man.
Thanks. Yeah, I'm on tour right now. I got to go.
Exactly. Hurry up.
Tom Cantone, Vice President of All Things Cool, Mohegan Sun, Chaz and AJ in the Morning, 99.1 PLR.